meetings for August 2nd, 2005 to order. We have three items on the agenda. Appreciate everyone's patience as we move agendas around and meeting times around. Please, you know, stay tuned in and check with LFO and check with your offices. Just things are happening fast and furious around here.
Yes, because you interrupted my conversation with Senator Morse.
I'm sorry about that. I was only referring to his. Sorry, you.
We were having someone else's.
The first two items on the agenda are possible bill introductions. We'll start off with LC 3753 relating to state financial administration. LC 3753 implements the necessary statutory changes to support the approved budget, including transferring funds from certain statutorily dedicated accounts, clarifying the application of budget and allotment statutes, and prohibiting the Department of Transportation from charging fees for certain permits. The co-chairs recommend approval of the LC for bill filing. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, been ordered. Second item is LC 3754 relating to a reserve fund. LC 3754 creates a task force on a reserve fund consisting of six legislative members. The task force is to meet during the interim to develop recommendations on the establishment, funding, and operation of a reserve fund. The intent is for the 74th Legislative Assembly to create a fund and transfer at least $75 million of the 2005-07 ending balance as the first payment into the newly created fund. Co-chairs recommend approval of the LC for bill filing. Discussion? Objection? Representative Smith.
Chair Schrader, I want to compliment you on moving this concept forward. I think it's a great concept that we can all be proud of this session.
Good. Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Gordley.
Thank you. Could we go back to LC 3753 just for a moment? I have a question. One of the things that would happen is the transfer of $2 million from the Oregon Jobs Plus Unemployment Wage Fund to the general fund. How much does that leave remaining in the Jobs Plus Fund? I'm asking the question because I recall from our Senate Education Committee, we had talked about transferring some of the Jobs Plus monies to the Oregon Student Assistance Commission.
Yes.
Trying to get a clarification on what we're doing here.
Sure.
With the Jobs Plus.
Maybe get staff to come forward and discuss that for us.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair and Senator Gordley, I believe you're referring to Section 1 of the proposed legislative budget.
Yes.
The Oregon Jobs Plus Unemployment Wage Fund is the program that's administered for the claimants and employment department. The agency closed the program on June 30, 2005. The $2 million is the estimated unobligated balance in that fund. They have about another $500,000 to pay off participants in that program into this biennium, but there are no new participants at this point. So there would be zero left with this anticipated transfer.
If I may follow up.
Go right ahead, Senator.
Mr. Chair, so this fund is separate from the education fund or the Jobs Plus Education
fund? Mr. Chair and Senator Gordley, that is correct. This is separate. This is the account that is in the Employment Department. It is not the Jobs Plus that is in the Department of Human Services or the individual education account.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Good question. This is our program change, board. I understand it for those of you that are wondering what that
is. So, Mr. Chair, if I may ask then, does this mean then that Jobs Plus is dead entirely as a program in the state of Oregon?
Staff?
Mr. Chair and Representative Krupp, the program is still statutorily in place in the Employment Department for unemployment insurance claimants. At this point, there is another bill that's out there that's pending passage, but the fund is not, there are no remaining funds to move them forward. The program is still statutorily in place, pending identification of funds to move it forward.
Thank you.
Okay, so Mr. Chair, if clarification for my understanding then is that the program is still statutorily authorized, however, we're removing any money from the program, and it is uncertain as to whether there will be any additional funds identified for the program. Is that correct?
That's an accurate statement.
Okay.
The other bill, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The other bill.
Senator Gordley.
Thank you. The other bill made reference to was House Bill 3462. Where is that bill in the process?
I have absolutely no idea.
Mr. Chair and Senator Gordley, it is currently in the House Budget Committee.
Very good. These are just bill introductions, colleagues. We'll have a chance to discuss them at length. All right. First item on our work session agenda, Senate Bill 5504, Capital Construction. Senator Winters, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5504 is the capital construction bill for state agencies other than higher ed. It establishes authority for planning and designing land acquisition and construction projects with cost over $500,000. Projects approved in this bill will expire June 30, 2011. All of the projects included in the bill had been reviewed and approved by the subject area subcommittees during reviews of various agency budgets or by the co-chairs and legislative leadership during final budget negotiations. The bill provides capital construction authority to the Departments of Administrative Services, Transportation, and Military. The Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee unanimously recommends Senate Bill 5504 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Discretion, Senator Hanson, or Representative Hanson.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could the carrier explain to us how this fits into the strategy for the Oregon State Hospital and the needed replacement?
I will ask staff.
Chair and committee members, in the bill there is a $1 placeholder that was put in with the understanding that there is an ongoing evaluation going on right now for the state mental health care facilities needs. And when that evaluation is completed and the outcome of that is known, the Department of Human Services would make a recommendation to the emergency board, and this would be a placeholder for that. And the emergency board could, in fact, increase that authority if there is a decision to create a facility. Mm-hmm. So the outcome of that evaluation is expected to be in early 2006.
Further discussion. Objections. Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 5019, Criminal Fine and Assessment Account. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5019 is the allocation bill for the Criminal Fines and Assessment Account and the Public Safety Fund. Revenues are collected from fines, assessment, and other financial penalties relating to felonies, misdemeanors, and non-parking-related violations. Total revenues are estimated at $119.1 million for the 05-07 biennium. This bill distributes this revenue with $80.3 million designated for the general fund and $38.8 million allocated to various programs throughout the public safety fund. The allocations from the public safety fund reflect the overall budget agreement. These allocations include $17.8 million for the training of public safety personnel and other activities of the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. Over $15.4 million is allocated to the Department of Justice for crime victims programs, including the Criminal Injuries Compensation Account and the Child Abuse Multidisciplinary Intervention, or CAMI, program. Another $2.7 million is directed at the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Victims Funds of the Department of Human Services. Other allocations include $1.1 million for state police training and $315,000 for the Emergency Medical Services and Trauma Systems program. The Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5019 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Discussion. Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. And could I ask staff if traditionally the split on this to general fund versus public safety fund has been in this ballpark. I see this that we did approximately the same split in 03-05, but what have we done? So what was the tradition prior to the budget problems that we've encountered?
Mr. Co-Chair, Representative March, if memory serves me right, the biennium before that was roughly about 70% general fund and 30% public safety. So they've been close.
Close.
Yes.
Thank you. And Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I was exceptionally concerned about this bill in its original form because it had 100% going to the general fund. I think this is a more appropriate distribution, and I'll be supporting that at this time. Thank you.
Great. Additional discussion?
Mr. Chair. Thank you. Clarification, please, on the amount designated for police standards and training. I thought I heard $17 million something, but it's different. The amount is different in the bill.
Mr. Chair, Senator Gordley, the difference is $1.5 million that is allocated to the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training, but really is available for working capital or for the first month or two of the 07-09 biennium as carry forward. Since this is an other funded agency, it requires some working capital.
Thank you.
Further discussion? This is a good bill. You should be proud of this particular allotment here. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Any objections? Seeing none. So ordered. House Bill 5176, Department Administrative Services Assessment Adjustment. Senator Carter, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5176 adjusts various agency budgets for changes in state agency services, charges, and assessments. It also reduces the Department Administrative Services budget for the Information Resource Management Division for costs now included in the budget for the State Data Center. The adjustments to agency budgets for charges result from changes to Department of Administrative Services, charges, and assessments. Charges to the Treasurer's debt management assessments and reductions to State Library and Secretary of State Audits Division assessments. Total overall reductions to the agency budgets at about $18 million. General fund and lottery fund savings amount to $5.8 million. Savings were anticipated in the co-chair's budget and have been used to fund other state services. The Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee recommends the bill be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Thank Very you. Exciting bill. We urge you all to read it in some depth. The president went through every page. He was so excited about this bill. Any discussion on this bill? Any objection to the bill? Seeing none, so ordered. If this is the way our committee is going to run as we go through the next day and a half, I think we're in for a good end of session. Senator Johnson.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I would like the opportunity to cast a vote on the three items I was testifying in another bill, and if that you don't want to take the time, could I just be noticed as excused?
Is there any objection to letting Senator Johnson to vote on three bills she missed? We're a touchy-feely group here today. Seeing none, how do you vote?
Aye on all three, sir.
And those three are?
They are LC 3753, LC 3754, SB 5504.
So noted. Any objection? Seeing none. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, Senator.
If this situation would occur again, could we ask how they're going to vote before the permission?
Thank you. We're adjourned.